This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Longshore McKnight here on the Budweiser Sports Line, brought to you by our good friends at Bama Budweiser. And we are moving right on over to our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. That's where our man Peter Burns of the SEC Network joined us, getting ready for some SEC tournament basketball today. Peter, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Man, I'm ready for Dreamland Barbecue right now. That's what I want, boys. You got me fired up. That's some of the best stuff across the country.
Never too early for Dreamland Barbecue. Works for us for breakfast, that's for sure. All right, give us, first of all, today, opening day, SEC tournament runs through Sunday. Give us an idea of what your day is like, kind of riding herd over all that from the SEC Network studios for the next few days.
Yeah, so it's such a busy deal. We end up doing a couple of different split shifts. I mean, obviously we've got Dari Noka and Laura Rutledge. I'll be back in studio because I'll be here today in about 2 hours hosting the Alabama Pro Day. So we're there from 11 to 2 Central Time. So we rock right into Alabama Pro Day and then into Feinbaum, who'll be down there in Nashville as well. And then, you know, we get ready for, honestly, one of the more intriguing college basketball conference tournaments in a while, because there's still some storylines coming in Nashville about these teams. I mean, if you look at, if Vandy can make a run, if Georgia can make a run with Yonte Mayton coming back, there's still a couple of teams that are looking for better seeding. And believe it or not, even for Auburn and Alabama, who may not make the NCAA tournament, they're trying to impress an NIT selection committee, because all postseason basketball is important for especially young teams like what Avery and Bruce Pearl have.
Mm. Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, we've seen it before, Peter, where teams can get hot during a three-day period, four-day mm-hmm. period in a conference tournament and really make some noise. Unfortunately, though, I just don't get that feeling this year. I just don't see a team that – maybe Georgia, maybe, because I think Georgia –
Yeah, with Peyton healthy.
Yeah, and, you know, they lost several games. I think, you know – They didn't get blown out a lot. I think, you know, Alabama beat them pretty bad over in Athens, but they went through a period, particularly in the latter part of the season, where they just didn't lose the games by a wide margin. They right. might be that team.
They got blown out probably twice. Problem is the last game of the year against Arkansas was pretty ugly for them. It was their second worst loss. But, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, with Mark Fox and his team, they had five games that were losses that they were up with a minute left in the game. And that's tough, because they're sitting squarely on that bubble, and they really need to make a run here in this tournament. Now, the big question is, you talked about it, if Yonte Mayton can come back. Guys, I go back and remember Auburn making a run a couple years ago, because they had KT Harrell, and he just went off. And Georgia has that guy in J.J. Frazier. I mean, in order to make a run, you've got to have a guy that's going to score almost 28, 30, 35 points a night, and that's what J.J. Frazier can do. So, they're definitely a team that needs to make a run, but I also think the conference, I mean, we get a lot of knock for, hey, SEC basketball is not great, and I get it, but I think it's a lot better of a conference than it was last year, and I think that's what makes it even harder for a team to make a run, because you do, have quality teams as opposed to a bunch of different Missouris and LSUs running around.
My theory about tournament basketball, either conference tournament or NCAA tournament or whatever, my theory about tournament basketball is the most important things for success, like you said, dominant player, you've got to have somebody capable of carrying you when it gets a little when it gets a little dicey. It sounds kind of like a paradox. You've also got to have some depth, because you're going to have to play three, maybe four games day after day after day. What do you see are there any rules that you've been able to deduce about what it takes to win a tournament like this?
Well, I mean, the only team that has really gone on like a Cinderella run was the Georgia Bulldogs back in, I think, like, 2008, where no one expected them to do anything, and they made this Cinderella run. That's a perfect observation, because that's exactly the struggles that teams are going to have. Not only, let's say, if Auburn goes on a run, or Tennessee, or somehow A&M goes on a run, they're going to have to play, basically three nights in a row And then, you know, once they get into their even their third night a row, they're going to face a well-rested Kentucky team or a well-rested Florida team that has a lot of depth. So, I mean, that's why the conference tournaments, you don't see traditionally a whole lot of big runs when you're talking bigger conference play, simply because you've got, you know, double byes for the best four squads. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm an old man, and I'm tired after one game of pickup basketball, much less playing four nights in a row when the whole season's on the line.
You know, Peter, one of the things that I've really enjoyed the conference doing is getting away from these bigger arenas. You know, they had it in the Georgia Dome. It was in the Superdome for a while. I like the tournament in a basketball arena. I just you can have it sure. when you get to the Final Four, but for this, I just think it makes it better for the fans and probably the players as well.
Yeah, I mean, the guys, listen, you go back and look at any time they have the Final Fours and bigger venues, the sight lines are a little bit messed up. It's very difficult for those guys to feel comfortable in the gym. And I think, at least from a conference level, you want to have a basketball-type arena rather than a big – you know, I used to live in San Antonio, so I used to watch, you know, the Final Fours being played at the Alamo Dome, and it was a joke. I mean, it just wasn't – you know, it wasn't basketball. It was just exhibition being played. But, yeah, I think it gets the guys comfortable. They're comfortable with the arena in Nashville for the guys that have been there before because it's been there the last couple of years. So, I mean, basically what it comes down to, if you're going to make a hot run in a gym like that, you've got to be able to shoot the outside shot. And I think that's something that Florida has done well with Kenyon Barry coming off the bench. Of course, De'Aaron Fox and Malik Monk can shoot the rock as well. But I think Vandy has been intriguing. The way Bryce Drew's teams played over the last month when they really needed a jolt, he's got these guys probably peaking at just as good a time. And, you know, Luke Cornett is such a big stretch four that if he can stretch the floor out, they're gonna cause some issues if Matthew Fisher Davis is ready to roll.
Peter Burns is with us, host SEC Network, getting ready for the SEC tournament. I know a lot of our listeners are intrigued about your role in Alabama Pro Day today, otherwise known as NFL Combine Lite.
Right.
There's These things are compelling to watch because truly, especially in a role like you where you're an observer and a commentator, to see some of these kids who truly, this is their chance of a lifetime right now today.
Yeah, this is, I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if my biggest job interview has never been televised. You know, I mean, think about that. That's what these young men are. They're going on the biggest job interview of their lives today when you get NFL GMs that are going to be there saying, okay, you know, show me what you can do. And why I'm excited today is, you know, we'll have Kevin Weidel, who is an incredible, you know, takes a look at it from a scout's perspective and a draft perspective. And we've got Marcus Spears with me, who's been drafted in the first round, and Greg McElroy will be down in Tuscaloosa on with boots on the ground, you know, right there doing interviews. I love it just because I probably watch like 99% of your listeners and viewers because I'm figuring out what the hell is going on, and I'm just asking questions about, mm-hmm. Hey, why is the shuttle drill important? Why is the vertical leap important? And the big difference with Alabama as opposed to, you know, not necessarily SEC because they always have a bunch of SEC NFL-type players, but across the NCAA, is that there's a lot of scouts that have told me that they're headed down to Tuscaloosa because there is NFL talent on Alabama's Pro Day that didn't even get a chance to play a lot of snaps for Alabama. That's impressive when you think that they've got so much talent that they have to come to Pro Day because these guys weren't – I mean, they're NFL-caliber players that weren't even good enough to break the 2-deep roster at the Crimson Tide. That's saying something with what Saban's built down there.
Well, it really is, and I'm looking at a list of players that are going to be there today, Peter. This thing should have started at about 6 in the morning because I'm thinking, wow, look at all these guys that are going through Pro Day. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people that are going to be able to show the scouts what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, you just start looking at an opportunity, and I think scouts actually sometimes prefer the Pro Day even better than the NFL Combine because the NFL Combine, you're putting all these guys in a weird position. They're not a member of a team. They, you know, they're kind of out on their own. And some scouts have told me they prefer watching Pro Days at their own universities because this is what it's like to be with a team. how do they interact with the coaches? How do they interact with their teammates? Are they outgoing? Is there a lot of camaraderie as opposed to just kind of sticking them in the middle of Indianapolis, they sink or swim? So for those, you know, and I know I've called it kind of combine light, but I know that a lot of guys in the NFL from a draft perspective actually feel like they get more out of a pro day than they do an NFL combine. They're able to watch more guys at the combine, but they feel that they get better information from a pro day like today here on the SEC Network.
My final thought from you, and you mentioned Bruce Pearl and Avery Johnson and the prospects for, you know, a deep run in this tournament and what it may mean for them in subsequent postseason. We, of course, we're in the epicenter of the state of Alabama. We are, you know, inundated with football. In terms of growing awareness and support for Auburn and Alabama basketball in the state, it's been a bit of an uphill climb for us. How well, in your media expertise, do you think Avery Johnson and Bruce Pearl are doing for their part of trying to publicize and grow their programs in a football crazy
state? Yeah, I mean,
just go
ahead and look at the crowds. I think the crowds and people are paying more attention to try foot basketball, and Bruce has done a good job of getting the crowds back to Auburn. So I think next year is a huge year for these guys. They're going to have so much young talent and young recruiting classes, guys, that you know, this is what we're excited about at covering the SEC Network. We think next year is going to be a year that Avery and Bruce have really kind of take that next step. And overall, finally, that's good. That's good for the conference.
Yeah, it is good. It's going to be exciting next year. But we got to take first things first. The SEC tournament beginning tonight in Nashville. Peter Burns will be handling that. He's in Tuscaloosa right now for Alabama's Pro Day, which should be getting underway shortly. And as you mentioned, Peter, ESPN will have coverage throughout the morning and afternoon of Alabama's Pro Day, and you'll be there.
I'm walking into the studio right now, so we'll see you later, boys.
Great. Thank you so much, Peter. Great stuff. We greatly appreciate it on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline, Peter Burns of the SEC Network.